The federal government's also struggling to get the public on side for its direct action policy. A Nielsen poll out today gives the government majority support for scrapping the carbon tax, but only 12% of those polled liked its proposed replacement. The poll also puts Labor in front of the coalition just 2.5 months after the election. Political reporter Naomi Woodley is in Canberra and joins us now. Naomi, good morning. These are quite stark figures in the Nielsen poll. How reliable are they?
Well, Tony, they are sharply different to the trend we've seen in recent polls, and of course the biggest poll of all the elections. So even Nielsen is urging some caution about waiting for a few more surveys before declaring that this is definitively what voters think. But as you say, it does put Labor ahead of the coalition a relatively short period after the election. Labor's on this poll got a 4 percentage point lead in a two-party preferred sense. So after preferences are allocated, it also shows that that sense in the electorate that Tony Abbott didn't have overwhelming popularity has continued. As Prime Minister, 47% approve of his performance, 46% disapprove. Bill Shorten has relatively good numbers, 51% approve. So all in all, it's a mixed bag for the government. But as the research director of the Nielsen poll, John Sturton, told me a bit earlier today that the headline numbers were quite a shock.
It is a surprising result, and I think in that case it's always wise to wait and see if it's confirmed by further polling. But it does suggest that the Abbott government is having one of the shortest honeymoons probably in history.
Given that it's not part of a trend yet, what realistically can be read into it?
Well, I think we need to wait and see, but the polling since the last election has not been all that strong. In historical terms, governments in their first year even tend to be way ahead of where they were at the election and polling quite strongly. The Abbott government polling since the election has suggested that the swing is, or there's been sort of no swing or a small swing against the government. So they've not been having a strong honeymoon to date.
Does that add weight to the theory that voters at the September 7 election were actively voting out a Labor government rather than voting in a coalition government?
Yes, I think that's fairly clear. I think all along it was clear that the main reason for the change of government was voters were not happy with Labor. They didn't want Rudd, they didn't want Gillard, they wanted out. And there was some reluctance to support the coalition, and Tony Abbott was the least popular opposition leader ever to be elected to the prime ministership, which is not to underrate the job he did or the job the coalition did to get themselves elected, but that's where they stand relative to history.
You've looked at some policy questions as well. One of the coalition's key themes has been its pledge to scrap the carbon tax and its plan to replace that with a direct action policy. What does the poll say about those policies in particular?
Well, the electorate's keen for the Labor Party, in fact, to vote against the carbon tax in the parliament, and 57% of voters think Labor should vote against the carbon tax. But when it comes to an alternative policy, and we offered five to choose from, there is no clear preference. The emissions trading scheme came first with 29%. Some other policies came second, 24%. Carbon tax third, and interestingly, the coalition's direct action plan came fourth with just 12%. But also interestingly is only one in four coalition voters support or prefer the direct action plan.
So that would add weight to the suggestion that we're getting from business groups today that the coalition needs to do a whole lot more work in terms of developing that replacement policy before it gets broad community support.
Yes, I suspect that some of the reason the policy isn't getting a strong level of support even among coalition voters is because I suspect voters feel they don't have the detail yet. So until they do, they're probably less likely to support it.
John Sturton from Nielsen speaking to our reporter in Canberra, Naomi Woodley.